Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I just wanted to talk about brand collaborations and sweepstakes. I think this is an often overlooked component of social media strategy, which is just such an easy one. It's very little input with high upside, and we've always been big buyers of it. We have some brands that join us, and they're like, "Yeah, we fundamentally don't want to do giveaways or any of that kind of stuff. We think it's lame, or we think those are just like, chasers of contests." And there definitely is some of that. I think there was a lot more of that back in the day. But if you're strategic about it, it can really pay some dividends. We've had some recent examples that have been fantastic, and I'll link them in the show notes. So I like the idea of these like gift card based brand collabs. They really perform well. They're a really good way to sweeten the pot outside of just like giving away products, and they serve as nice retail support content and hopefully drive people into the store. So imagine brand X partners with brand Y. Part of the gift is not just the products from both brand X and brand Y, but it's also a $200 gift certificate to go to Whole Foods or Target or wherever you might be. So you do that, maybe you target with some paid social Target shoppers with that. So now you're targeting Target shoppers with a chance to win your product, win another great product, and go and get money to go shop at Target. It's a home run. We have some great examples of that. I think it's a smart way to be a buyer of it. The buyer at the retail store will definitely like it because you're sending people into their store. And if you underwrite it, like if you have a little bit of budget, it's a way to sweeten the pot to get the other brand to work with you. Sometimes you want to work with other brands and they look and they're like, "Oh, you're too small," or, "We're ahead of you," and that there's no value there. But if you sweeten the pot with, "You know what, we'll underwrite that, or we'll underwrite the majority of that," it's a great way to bring more to the table and maybe partner up with some other great brands. So like I said, I'll link to that. I think it's a really good way to get awareness with the other brand's audience, maybe put some paid dollars behind it to put it in front of the right eyeballs and sweeten the pot to get people to participate. I also like the idea of just like out of the box, or just like not the norm sweepstakes, and could be a great way to get email subscribers in addition to things like engagement or followers or tag a friend, whatever. So sometimes like doing a themed giveaway where maybe you bring in a bunch of very like-minded brands, something like a fall adventure or travel or hiking or running a marathon or whatever it might be that is part of your target audience. You team up with some other brands that you know would also be in the bag of that target consumer. We all come together and there's the prize for a bunch of stuff, but the payoff might be something really, really relevant to that audience. Again, you're just scripting it better to increase your chances for engagement and awareness. It's also a really good way to capture emails. We're big buyers of emails at Circle. While it's not a social channel, it is a social medium for you to be able to have a direct conversation and not be at the mercy of the social networks. So I'm a buyer of that. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.